County Councilwoman Marty Hawk checks in with us on Wednesday mornings. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Now I can hear you.
All right. That's good. That's what we like to hear, literally and figuratively. And we appreciate you, as always, joining us on Wednesday mornings. The Ellettsville fireworks are rescheduled for this Saturday night, so don't fret. Everybody can get out to the football stadium and enjoy those, just like they were trying to last weekend, but we avoided the weather, didn't want to even chance it, which I have no problem with. And this Saturday's forecast, Marty, is only a 10% chance of rain, and it's only 82 degrees, so that should be a great night in Ellettsville.
Right, and that's put on by the Ellettsville Volunteer Firefighters, too. And it's a real great community event, and families from all over come and spend the evening with their families, either going to this football stadium to watch it, or really, so many of us neighborhoods around, many of them can see it so well, even from right where they are. I'd just like to remind everyone that a contribution to the Ellettsville Volunteer Firefighters is always appreciated.
Well, Marty, some people argue that the contribution is being made through their tax dollars.
Well, except that the Volunteer Fire Department does not receive those tax dollars, and those tax dollars are not to be used for fireworks anyway.
I wanted to point that out.
Well,
because
a lot of people don't know that, so it's always a good
thing. That's why we have you tell us that.
Yeah, they think that their tax dollars can pay for something like that, and they're oftentimes very surprised when they hear that that's not the case.
Right. It certainly is. We hear that a lot, and I just really appreciate the kind of community spirit that we have around that. And, you know, it's a lovely display. It really is. It just is really lovely. So.
It is fun. And that's, again, coming up just as it was last Saturday, but this Saturday in Ellettsville over there. Marty joins us every Wednesday morning to keep an eye on your money, not that David Hayes money, but your money, county finance, because, well, that's your tax dollars at work. And the story we've been following, Marty, that we ask you every Wednesday, you told us a couple weeks ago that the state has not approved the, what is this, what are we calling this, the LOIT, the public safety tax, whatever this is, has that been settled yet? And if not, why not?
Well, no, it has not been settled. And it's now getting to the point where there's many of us that have a lot of concern about it because people are trying to put budgets together, and this will make a big difference as to the dollars that will be available to provide public safety, as well as the relief to the county's budgets that we now spend for central dispatch, which is like $300,000+ out of our general fund that we would no longer have to spend on that, so we could provide those dollars for public safety for our law enforcement and cover expenses of the jail and so forth. But we are, as a county, we're moving forward as though it has been approved by moving forward with meetings. We're going to be meeting with the entire Income Tax Council. That meeting has been set up for, at least at this point, what I'm seeing is that meeting will be the 21st. That will be at the City Council meeting room and at 5:30. Now, that, according to the email chain that I have seen, that's the day that's being set up. And there are those who believe that at that meeting we should... it should be a fact-finding.
Did the state give you any indication of when they would quote-unquote rule on this? Did they say, hey, it's going to be a month, hey, or did you just go up there and just you're at their mercy?
Well, what I expect to see is that, or probably already going on right now, is a group of attorneys from here is probably in touch with the attorneys from there, and they're discussing what the legislation actually says. Now, we don't know exactly what they'll tell us. They may say, oh, well, you know, you, Monroe County, you're just so special, we're just going to let you do it. At this time, nobody else did, but we'll let you do it. Or they may say, well, you might have passed this between May 1st and July 1st, but it's only going to be for just this year, so the revenue would only be from October to December, only 3 years of revenue, and then it would have to be voted on again another time to make it extend
3 months,
on.
Right.
Or they may say, no, you're not supposed to do it from May 1st to July 1st, but so we'll count that as not valid at all. However, you have now between July 1st and September 1st, actually, you know, before September 1st, and if you do that, then it would go ahead and be in effect for next year. But what happens, if I'm understanding this right, and believe me, it is so complicated, if all the attorneys discussing it can't come up with the same idea, certainly I'm not a scholar on this, but I would say that it appears that if we adopt another ordinance, because they say the first one's not valid, if that's what they would say, then I would think the second one would have to be somewhat different in that after July 1st, then the rules of the new income tax takes place, which means all of those dollars get put together in one pot. So do you still adopt a public safety tax, or do you just increase the 1% tax up to 1.25%, all of it's in one pot, and then the city, which controls the income tax council, can decide, as they're going to have to anyway, the income tax council, how much is going to go to public safety out of that total $30-some million pot, how much is going to go to economic development, and how much is going to go to certified chairs.
And that there would be no requirements there, right? You could do whatever you wanted.
You could just raise it up to 1.25%. Or whatever the amount, you can go up, I think it's 2.5%. So if it was raised up to 1.25%, then every year the Income Tax Council would determine what percent was going to go toward public safety.
Now, and they wouldn't be required to. That's the key to all this, right?
Yeah, well, you are required to determine how much is going to go to
each. Sure. But there's no minimum or maximum, right?
Right now it's set up that it all goes to certified chairs, like so much to the county, the city, the library, et cetera. So my concern and my question is, if we as an income tax council adopted this extra 0.25%, let's say if the state said, no, you did it wrong, it's not valid, you've got to start again. If we did it again and we do it this year, it appears to me that the deadline for saying so much for public safety, so much for income, for economic development, so much for certified chairs, I thought I read that deadline to make that decision was July 1. And I can't find that now. But if that is the case, then it would appear that even if you raise the income tax, it would all go into certified chairs. Now, if that's the case, then the city would, instead of setting aside for public safety, the city would get more, the county, everybody would get more. However, the first goal year, it would be distributed all to the certified chairs, and then we would, those of us who needed to support central dispatch would take it out of our share so that the following year that decision could be made, like percent coming off of the top before it gets distributed. Now, that may or may not be the way it works. We will not know until the state comes and says, this is our decision. Yes, it's okay the way you passed it, or no, it's not, and hopefully they will give us next steps. This is what you need to do to keep make sure that you've got it in place. Here's the date it has to take place. We know that the effective date of the ordinances, according to the documents here, it tells you how far out the dates, if it's when it's adopted, and then when it becomes effective. So it says if it's adopted between September 1 and October 31, it's effective January 1 of the following year. So we'll just have to see when it is, but they think that the state tells us when is the earliest date this can be done if they say what we've done so far is not correct.
Now, I know that's a lot of ifs and ands. But what if we have what is correct? What's the downside to all this? What's going to be the negative? Is this just pushing this back a little bit further? Is that what the issue is?
Well, no. If they say, let us say that they say, no, this is fine, this is going to go forward, then the question would be if the way it was voted on, what they had said, it would be 0.25% for public safety with a certain percent off the top for central dispatch. Since all of those dollars are really going to be put together in one great big pot of money, and I believe that's supposed to start next year, according to the information we received, is that that's the reason why maybe they're going to say those the way we adopted it, that would be confusing as to what the totals are that's supposed to be coming off at the top. Because if you say, look, we don't know for sure what our income tax revenue is going to be for next year, but it's up to the lawyers to work all of the words out. But it maybe rather than that saying, well, we're going to take so much off of the top of 0.25%, it would no longer be able to be 0.25% of the total, because then you're going to be looking at a total dollar that's really 1.25. You see? So
I do.
That's a reason why it appears to me that they didn't want anyone doing this to make any changes between May 1 and July 1, because you were supposed to make all these decisions before July 1 on what percent was supposed to go into each silo of money, which is very different from the way we have ever done it.
So how do you budget around this?
Well, I'm hoping they will tell us pretty quick, because there's just a whole lot of people out there, the city council, the county council, all of us who...
you're all doing budgets between August and September, aren't you?
I mean, we're working on trying to figure out, by now, we would normally already be looking, here's all my revenue, here's, and so forth, and be making projections. And we're just sitting here waiting on the edge of a cliff. So I'm hoping that the powers that be, whoever has to make these decisions at the state level, will be making this decision, and that it will be very clear that it will be in writing. It will be something that we can all look at, not subject to
interpretation.
Just as and a caveat here, that's what I was trying to do here, was looking at the interpretation of what I'm seeing in writing. But what I want to see from the state is exact step-by-step, here's what to do. And so that we know that when we are making the decision, we'll know what decision it is we're actually making, and how the money is supposed to work, so that we'll know that we're making the right decision.
County Councilman Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. She checks in every Wednesday after 8:05 to discuss county financial and tax issues that affect you directly. What else is on the radar that we need to look at? We want to talk about a parking garage, Marty?
Right, but first I'd like to get back to the income tax thing just very quickly. We're also, as I said, the county is moving forward with trying to get as much homework done as we can. And so on the 29th, a group of us will be going to the Morgan County to look at their work release center, because there is a big push to determine what it would cost to operate a work release center, to see if that's something that the county would like to do with any revenue we would be getting from this public safety tax. So we want to do as much homework as possible to move forward with getting as much information as we can. So there will be those two meetings, the 21st with all of the income tax council, the city, the county, Ellisville, Steinsville, and think about herding cats. That's going to be a good one. And I'm hoping there'll be someone with full knowledge. It'd be great if you could get somebody from the state to come and describe what we ought to be doing instead of us all trying to guess. There's those who are saying, let's not have a presentation from the fire departments at that meeting. Let's just have a fact-finding. Other people want to see a presentation. Other people want to say, let's figure out how much off of the top. The percent that we're going to allow to have the firefighters to have, rather than hearing the presentation, let's get that percent worked out first. So as you can see, there's a lot of different people heading different directions. But I did want to get that across to everybody that we are working on trying to have a meeting of the minds. And when I was going over, when we're looking at budgets, one of the big budget amounts that we're looking at that's going to be going out is like almost $500,000 every year for that parking garage, and that's going out of the QMCAT money. Now, that QMCAT money is what we've done in the past for repairing buildings and matching dollars for the airport and sometimes the highway and big-ticket items. And if you're taking out a huge chunk of that for that parking garage, it's about $480,000 a year, and that doesn't get paid off until 2034.
Oh,
yeah, that's a big chunk of money, isn't it?
For a big chunk of time.
Oh, pardon me. No, I was on the wrong sheet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
2041.
Oh, my.
2041. I thought, oh, I didn't scroll down far enough. 2041.
Okay.
So that's a large chunk of money, and so what we'll have to do every year, it appears to me, is since we're not going to be able to go to that QMCAT fund to pay for those bigger ticket items.
We better develop some business and get those coffers up, huh?
I'm thinking need to rent out all your space over at the showers building. What
and,
about
have a, and have a bake sale.
Absolutely. But here's what you're going to see. You're going to see every year a $2 million bond to pay for some of these things that many counties pay for out of their QMCAT. I'll be forced to vote in favor of that bond because you have to maintain your buildings. You can't just let your buildings fall apart. You have to do the work we have to do at the jail to keep all of that building working.
I will
properly
tell you, Marty, I have never seen buildings being taken care of to the degree that the county and the city take care of theirs. Nobody could, I mean, without tax dollars, there's nobody in the world who could afford to keep their buildings up the way you guys do.
Well, and I understand we have a beautiful courthouse that many come from all over to admire. I'm grateful we saved it. It is an expensive building to maintain, but I'm still grateful that we have it because so many counties in the state tore down these majestic older buildings and we did not. However, there were many, many people who wanted us to stay downtown, not just our courthouse, but in general, all the other buildings as well. Well, when you start buying these old buildings and trying to maintain them, wow, it is expensive. So,
oh, no, it's not. We just make everything a historic district, and then we ask everybody to take care of it out of their personal pockets, too, along with the high tax rates here. So, and Marty.
And we don't, as a reminder, that's the city.
I know. I'm well aware of that. Believe me,
I live in it.
All right, Marty, good job as always.
Okay, and I will see you folks next Wednesday.
And we will be waiting to hear if we hear any more new information. So we appreciate you keeping us up to date in this. It's hard to find this information anywhere else, and we appreciate you sharing it with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Marty. And update us on the whole auditor situation the next time you come in, too.
Hey, if we have any updates, I keep waiting. Oh, well.
All right. Okay.
You know, the national level and at the local level and wherever you go, if you just do what you want to do and you get by with it, well, that's not a very good message it's sending to the
public. It's not. And you either are on the team or not on the team, and it's pretty easy to figure out which one.
Right.
Which one?
Okay.
It is. Good job.
Ben.
Thank you, Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in with us every Wednesday morning. Avoided the phone problems there, as we thought she would.